Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. So I spoke with you in the last Imperfect Marketing Brief about 2023 trends, right? One of those was short form video. So what are some ways you can leverage short form video for you and your audience? Well, let's start with deciding if you're making reels or TikToks or stories or all of them. They all work. Then I encourage you to record the video and post them inside the native app. That's key because they can figure out where you created your stuff. So if you can do it inside the app without a ton of time, I think that that adds a lot of value. But if you don't know where to start, let's start at the basics and let me give you a few ideas. First, I always say this, but let's start with questions. Something like, one question I'm always asked by my clients is, then go ahead and answer it. And then make sure you have a call to action. Now, I get nervous videotaping and I regularly forget my call to action. Oops. I do have to script it out, but it's funny that I can't always remember something I tell my clients to do all the time. One example of the fact that sometimes you just need to move forward. Progress, not perfection, people, right? So it's just one example. Also, what are some questions that you could answer? I want you to think about what it is that you can answer for your audience. That's where I encourage everybody to start with everything. You can also talk about the mistakes you see people making before they work with you. Let me give you an example short form video script. Okay. Want to know the three biggest mistakes I see solopreneurs make when they're building their content like blog, short form video, etc.? Listen up. I'm going to tell you and show you how to avoid them. Number one, they don't have a call to action. Think about what you want people to do after they watch your video or read your blog. Work in a way for them to connect with you or take that action. Number two, they write, record, whatever they want to write or record, not thinking about who their target audience is and what they're looking for. Start with questions. Always start with questions. It's free and easy to do. Number three, they aren't consistent. Sometimes it's about time. Get it? Trust me. Other times it's about not having any idea where to start. So schedule your time to create your content and your ideas, build out a calendar that you can deliver on. Anyway, make sure you don't fall victim to these same mistakes I see over and over again. Grab my 5 easy ways to generate content ideas, and I'll show you how you can have an unending list of content ideas to keep you consistent and delivering to your audience. So go to kendracorman.com/5hacks, the number 5, H-A-C-K-S, to get your copy now. I don't think that was too terrible, right? Now, I'm not a memorizer, so my video would not be quite as smooth, but I hope to get there one day. That's practice makes perfect, right? Or as my coach used to say, perfect practice makes perfect. But that's another reason I do love podcasts. I can script and prepare in advance and sound pretty smooth when I script and prepare. Anyway, I encourage you to go to kendracorman.com/5 and then hacks to get your copy of my 5 secrets to generating content ideas for real. It's super quick and easy way to generate unlimited content ideas to help you come up with questions you can answer in your short form video ideas. Have fun. Let me know what you think about it and how your short form video content comes. Thanks, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.